which ones I feel real comfortable playing, which ones move an audience, which ones, when I play, do I feel, you know, something sparking me.
G Love's new album, Fixin' to Die, is a collection of originals and covers that goes back to the country blues songs that Garrett Dutton loved before he was G Love. And it's just that love that makes the album seem so personal. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Courtney O'Connell. Over the last 17 years, G Love and his band Special Sauce have created a unique mix of blues and hip-hop. But on his new album, G Love's going back to his first musical love, country blues. And even though he put the Special Sauce on the side for Fixin' to Die, G Love wasn't alone on this one. Alt-Americana up-and-comers the Avett Brothers produced the album, played on it, and co-wrote a couple of the songs. So although Fixin' to Die has a classic sound, it's a departure for G Love, and he told FUV's Alisa Ali what he was thinking when he and the Avetts were working on the record.
Talking about this record, we really wanted it to, you know, we wanted to be a thing, and that thing was kind of rooted in the roots of Americana music. Mm-hmm. And previous to the time when I kind of found a way of melting hip-hop into blues, I was doing the kind of music that's on my new record, and I guess it is sincere, because a lot of those tunes are just tunes that I've had for almost 20 years, and if a song's good enough to keep singing for 20 years, then
it's gotta be something good about that.
Yeah, you know, so yeah. A lot of the songs on the record were very, like, close to my heart, subject matter-wise and music-wise. You know, I found it to be a very, like, emotional and easy record to make, because it was just kind of all flowing out of me. This song about coffee. Y'all like coffee? I like it too. Oh yeah. They say the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Man, I don't know about that, but I know what I like. Mint and sugar in my cup. When I come home, won't you fill me up? My back is breaking, babe, I'm all out of luck. To make that coffee strong and sweet and thin, my alcohol soaking, but I milk and sugar, baby, yeah. Milk and sugar, baby. Ooh, I'm riding and the road is getting rough. I'll see like an angel coming down from above. Get it to me now.
Are you a big coffee lover? Obviously. Obviously you are.
Yeah.
Do you get crazy when you get over-caffeinated?
I get a little tense sometimes.
You do? Some people start bouncing off the rooms. off the walls, I start getting a little crazy when I've had more than two cups.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I kind of am like the... It's funny, you know, I didn't really drink too much coffee until I had a kid. And he started having to get up early in the morning, earlier than I'm used to as a musician. And that coffee starts to come in real handy, and then I like to have a coffee before the show, you know, or at least a Johnny Black and Red Bull.
What's a Johnny Black?
Johnny Walker Black.
Oh, sorry. Oh, all right. That's a different kind of pick-me-up.
Yeah.
G Love, live with Fixin' to Die and Milk and Sugar. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. And hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.